Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
The 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Ventura County's premier tasting event, is returning to Lake Casitas on Sunday, June 12th from noon to 4. Admission includes unlimited tastings of over 60 wines and 30 craft beers. Join us for an afternoon of live music, amazing food, artisan vendors, and the best selection of beer and wine on the California coast. VIP and general admission tickets are available now at OhaiWineFestival.com. Proceeds benefit local and international charity projects. Don't miss the 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Sunday, June 12th. Visit OhaiWineFestival.com today.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us and starting your day in a positive way. I'm Kim, and we've got a great show for you. Tom's here. Ross just joined us from Roadshow Revival. And, of course, the music of Johnny Cash. And it's happening all right here in Ventura. We're really excited to be a part of that again this year. And, of course, Elise is in the studio with me. How are you doing, Elise?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. All right. We've got a great show for you. And of course, this is our second hour. And if you weren't up to listen to our first hour, wake up. Start your day in a positive way at 6 o'clock with us. And you're going to find out all great things. They're completely different shows. And then, of course, we have our 2 to 3. And we're going to be talking about some other great events. It's all happening. I mean, this is like where everything starts taking off right now. So again, I do want to remind everybody to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all of those places. You're going to find out how to win tickets. And of course, call in. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Also, when you call in, ask to get on our newsletter that goes out every single week. We've got 5,000 plus listeners on there, and we are so excited to keep growing. And again, you can also listen to our podcast, and our podcast is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. So I do want to welcome everyone. And of course, I want to remind you of our 2 to 3 show today. We've got some great guests there. Our first guest, Ross Emery, is in the studio.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
You're always happy. You are. I'm telling you. Didn't you like, I think we talked one time you were in Vegas. One time you were, you know, it's like, you got that great spirit. I love it.
Well, thanks. The alternative did not work anymore, so we have to shift gears.
You got it. I'm all about, that's why we talk about the brighter side, right?
Yes, so, I love your show.
Yeah, thank you. So you are the executive director of the 30th. I can't believe it, huh? 30th annual, this is how many years is this?
I was aging there real quick.
I know. Like, I was like, hold on a second. Good. I know. He's like, wait, what just happened? I love it.
We're good.
Yeah. But so how many years have you guys been doing this?
You know, this is the eighth year, and we've been doing it in Ventura County, and we were in the fairgrounds, and we shifted gears to Mission Park, downtown Ventura. So downtown just prospers.
Oh, I know. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. This is our second year, and it's I'm very grateful.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And of course, it's the American roots, right, of music happening. And of course, that is June 25th and 26th. And I'm so excited. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, we do have Angela May coming in, and this is their 30th annual of the Ojai Wine Festival. Where I was going with that.
That's
and
of a course, good one.
Yeah, and that's going to be June 12th at Lake Casitas Recreational Area. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Let's start off with the restaurants. The Veggie Grill has a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. Also, Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch, eggs, and farm produce in town at 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu featuring free range and natural meats and poultry located in the promenade at Westlake Village. Also, Rubicon Theater's premiere of Clarence Darrow. This one-person tour de force is based on the life and landmark cases of the great controversial trial lawyer playing through June 12th from May 25th on East Main Street in Ventura. We also have a fun rejuvenation. How about this? Rejuvenate with a one-night stay and breakfast for two at the Ventura Beach Marriott on East Harbor Boulevard. And finally, don't miss anything the Caneo Players Theater does because they are fantastic. www.caneoplayers.org to find out more.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom. And let's start off with some, how about some tickets? And of course, Ross brought in some great tickets.
Yes.
And of course, that's the Roadshow Revival. And of course, June 25th and 26th. So our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're so excited to have you bring those in and get our listeners all involved. And so call in right now and leave us your name and your number and, of course, what you're calling about. And our team will get back with you and we'll get those in your hands. So anyways, welcome, Ross. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and what's going to happen this year.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate it. The community's come together downtown Ventura. So many blessings and so many different people. You know, Johnny Cash was a resident of Ventura County, so wherever we go downtown, all the, you know, old school guys know, and they all come and they bring their kids. So we're basically, you know, we're carrying the torch for American music.
You know, it's interesting. I just was reading about the 12 facts you didn't know about Ventura. And Ventura is loaded with musicians. Obviously, in 1968, John Lennon, played to the surprise of a small gathering at Ventura Beach in Ojai. Okay, and then Johnny Cash is revered as a native son around the parts here, right?
Yes.
And so it was all out there. I mean, it's like, that's huge. And so you're kind of carrying on that. I love that.
Yeah, and we've opened it up this year to American roots music. So we have bands coming in. We have an Amy Winehouse tribute band coming in.
Oh, awesome.
Phenomenal.
Wow.
You know, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, you know, all these guys. So bands are going to be playing different, you know, I call it outlaw country music, but American roots. So we've opened that up and we're getting a great response.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So what makes your event unique from other music festivals?
You know, like Spencer, I'm a musician, and we've played with all these folks. We know how it feels to be treated good. When people come to our event, we have a taco bar, we have beer, we have water, but limited, all that stuff. But they come and they feel Ventura, they say it's like a family event. My daughters run the gates, we're all family, Cap Merrick.
Yeah.
Everybody's running this, and we try to encapsulate that era. Somebody told me, I came to your event at the fairgrounds. It was like I was in Johnny's world, the cars, the pinups, the vendors even sell old vintage clothing, Western wear and stuff. So we try to, you know, stay with that theme.
That's so cool. So you mentioned all the vendors. What about the hot rods and motorcycles and all that? Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, and what we do a little bit different, Matt Noble, he's a local fabricator, and he's been working on cars from rat rods to just different stuff. So a lot of people put restrictions on the entry fee. Joe Moody, one of my friends, Jalopy Joe, he opened it up to everybody, shiny cars, primered cars. So we just do everything, and you're going to see, you know, from the Batmobile to, you know, the NASCAR race car.
Oh,
you know?
I like it.
And every year people bring different stuff, and it just is amazing.
Can people still get in on it?
Yeah, we are limiting it to 75 cars per day. And if they go on our website, there are on our tickets, they can register their car and send in their application.
75 cars for one day.
Yeah.
My God, that's awesome.
So Matt's got a tricky job, and we have a second stage over there too. It's in the tavern parking lot that people know in the city of Ventura. So
wow. Okay. So let me ask you a question. Who's going to be playing?
You know, we have a few different, but we have about 22 bands.
Wow.
So if you break that up, about 10 to 12 per day, depending on, you know, scheduling. But, you know, our biggest thing, you know, budget-wise for talent, that's the biggest thing for any festival. And we've kind of gotten it down to where we have John Doe from X. He's a big, you know, kind of punk band, but they got more country in the end, and he's coming out. We have the Paladins, big rockabilly band from San Diego. The Blasters, LA band, huge band. These are all national touring acts. We have Robert Gordon. He's one of the pioneers in rockabilly. He comes out in a band called the Cadillac Tramps from Orange County, great band. James Enfeld, Western guy, White Boy James, bluesy kind of outlaw country. I got a few more. You want me to keep going?
Keep going. I want to hear. Yeah, we're going to like strike it up with everybody.
Awesome. And then we have the Cash Profits. Their band was Big River, local guys here. And this is Bobby with his boys, and they're going to do more gospel side, the gospel side of Johnny Cash this year. And we have a lot of local favorites, Jackass, Hardcore Honky Tonk, one of my favorites, my brother's band. So, you know,
yeah, I was gonna,
Spencer likes
yeah.
them too. And then Inazuma, they're like a samurai rockabilly band. The Japanese culture really latched on to this back in the 80s with the Stray Cats, and these guys kind of grew up and they brought it here, which it's amazing show. Local Legends, Hard Six, Galactic Polecats, the Vonettes, three gals that sing, you know, vintage kind of Patsy Cline-ish, three-part harmony stuff, Mary Kay and the girls. Big Tweed, their local country western band. Great as well. And the Walking Phoenix is one of Tom Hilton's favorite bands. They do all kinds of outlaw country. And then Mrs. Jones, the Amy Winehouse tribute band. And then Just Dave, he's a local guy that does a lot of country and some good stuff. And then the Rockin' Rebels, these are the guys that I was telling Tom about that they've been around for a while and they're kind of resurfacing, and you know, we just try to showcase good talent.
So do you go and pick all these? Do you listen? Do they have to try out, or how does that work?
Yeah, great question. You know, being in the industry, you hear and you do, and I go to different events. Like you said, when I was in Vegas, Brian Setzer was playing out
right.
there, and Dick Dale, and just different bands, and that's where I get to enjoy myself and go and hang out and do stuff.
And then bring them back here to Ventura.
Yeah.
And invite them to be a part of this.
Yeah, we get, you know, 30 inquiries monthly from January on. Hey,
really?
The roadshow. So it's grown. So people around,
now people,
I mean, even Australia, Germany, and
that's
stuff.
So cool.
It's interesting. Yeah.
That's so cool. All right, we're going to give some more tickets away. We've got tickets, and again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. If you are interested, and we're going to find out, this is like the whole family deal, but there's something for everybody. And of course, that's Saturday and Sunday of June 25th and 26th. And of course, it's all happening right here at the Mission Park right here in Ventura. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Get home from work.
has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Agatha Christie's The Mouse Trap, a thrilling murder mystery playing June 3rd through July 3rd. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Being supportive to a friend is a good thing. Volunteering for your community is a good thing, too. What about supporting people you don't even know? Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families invites you to do a good thing and have a great time doing it. The 23rd annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 5th from 1 to 5 at CSU Channel Islands. Oh, it's a thing your taste buds will thank you for the rest of the year. Sample to your heart's content and your tummy's limit from restaurants, caterers, bakeries, breweries, and wineries, and all for one all-inclusive ticket price. Ask about the VIP tent presented by Wells Fargo. All proceeds fund programs of Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families. For tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels 23rd Annual Wine, Food, and Brew Festival on Sunday, June 5th, go to CasaPacifica.org. That's CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored by the Zarley and Van Heusen families, Premier America Credit Union, Nevers Palazzo, Packard, Wildermuth & Winter, Conoco Oil, McValley Oil, and Gold Coast Broadcasting.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we are the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we're talking about the brighter side of the 805 right now. And of course, we want to give something away. And I've got tickets. And of course, that is at the Elite Theater. And of course, we've got Agatha Christie's The Mouse Trap, and that's playing all the way through May 15th. If you haven't been to the Elite Theater, you got to go check it out. It's over at the Channel Islands Harbor in Oxnard, and I'd love to give somebody a pair of tickets right now. Call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, we've got Ross and Marie in our studio. Of course, Tom and Elise are here with me. We're talking in the break. Do people need to bring their chairs? Tell us a little bit about, and of course, we're talking about the Roadshow Revival and a celebration of American roots music, and that is June 25th and 26th. Over at the Mission Park Ventura.
Absolutely. Great question. We have a VIP section, and then we have a Get Rhythm section. In front of the stage is the Get Rhythm section. So you can bring your chairs, your blankets, whatever. You can sit them down in this area, and then you can go roam the event. And then there's a section outside of it where you have, you know, a chair, blanket. You can lay it down as well. But the front area is a little more secure for people to walk around. And then the VIP obviously is up on the hill looking down, and you have a secured area there as well.
So let me ask you, cost on tickets if they don't win them here?
Cost on tickets, they're $35 for Saturday, $25 for Sunday. VIP is $150 with food, drinks, and you get a Roadshow Revival hat, and you get to go to the front of the stage in a private area I was telling you about.
Oh, I love that.
So you got two options.
Okay. All right. So very cool. And who's going to be in the VIP tent food-wise, or, you know what I mean, like what are they going to
eat? Yeah, there's a local guy, cooks, a barbecue. He's going to cater to all that. And then Jersey Mike's is going to do some stuff.
There you go.
And then we have a local burrito guy that comes and just kind of does some fun stuff.
So a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I love it.
I love it. All right. So everybody needs to get out there. This is going to be such a great fun. I always see I love Ventura Fairgrounds, but I love that you're kind of catering to bring everybody in. And you kind of just trip out on Main Street as you're walking down to get to the park, and right?
Yeah, you know, to cross that bridge, shall we say, from the fairgrounds to downtown, it's such a challenge to do that. And now that it's downtown, people filter out, and, you know, it's great for the city of Ventura.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Know? Yeah, we need to make sure that we're always feeding back here, and yeah. I think you're doing a great job. Okay, also, I know Elise was asking, so all the bands, go ahead, ask your question.
I was just curious if all the bands are covering all Johnny Cash music, or are they going to be singing their own stuff, or a combination?
Yeah, great question. And, you know, being a musician, you have to work to do that. So 30% of their set is required to be Johnny Cash music. So you could hear Ring of Fire from Kris Kristofferson to the Blasters to John Doe with a different twist, you know, and that's what keeps it exciting. And then they do their own music, obviously.
That's great. I love it when they put their own spin on an old classic, you know, and they make it their own. And yet you still get the feeling and the vibe of the original music. It's wonderful.
Exactly. And it's a family event. So say one of your teens heard Ring of Fire by one of their bands that they listen to, it just opens, it's carrying the torch for Johnny and keeping American music what we need to do. That's our mission, right, Spence?
There you go. Let me ask you. Go ahead.
I'm with you.
Okay. We had to wake him up there, you know. No. Question. Now, how did you get involved in this, Ross? You know, what's your background and why Johnny Cash and what's your passion behind that?
Yeah, you know, I've been playing music since the 80s in our band with local Raging Arb and the Redheads. We were Drew, and our taste for music was in the rockabilly genre and then Johnny Cash and whatnot. So a friend of mine by the name of Jackie Murphy, she had this idea, met the family and, you know, got it together, and she invited me in. We did some birthday stuff and big events, and she came up with the idea. I was helping, and years later, I ended up taking the business over and changing it to Roadshow Revival. It was Johnny Cash Music Festival, and it got very tricky with the legalities, so we had to shift gears.
But I love it. I love it. And you have your whole family kind of helping out, right?
Yeah, my daughters, four daughters, they do the tickets, the gates, the will call. So the funny thing, somebody comes up, hey, I'm one of Ross's friends. I'm
like,
on the list.
We don't know you.
And they're all, well, what's his daughter's name? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I love it. You got him covered, right?
So they're little bulldogs making sure, you know.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Well, again, I'm so excited to be a part of this again this year.
Thank you
for letting the Kim Pagano
Show.
Absolutely. And again, we've got tickets. Follow us on Facebook, on our newsletter. And of course, we're going to be giving away through the show all the way up until that date. If they can't win them here, give out the website of where they can go.
Yeah, roadshowrevival.com. And then we have a Facebook page as well. And we do promo codes where they can save some money and buy in bulk and just stay, you know, aware of what's going on.
There you go. I love it. Ross, always a pleasure, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, girls, and Spencer.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Angela May, and of course, we're going to be talking about the 30th annual Ojai Wine Festival. So stay with us, and of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights uptown. I wasted my time when I would try.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show as we enjoy their production of Clarence Darrow, playing May 25th through June 12th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This one-person tour de force is based on the life and landmark cases of the great controversial trial lawyer who at one time commanded over $250,000 for each case. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. June 25th through June 26th, Ross Emery Entertainment presents the 8th Annual Roadshow Revival, a celebration of American roots music. This music festival will feature 75 vendors, 50 pinups, 100 hot rods, motorcycles, food, and beer, top-notch rockabilly performers, Johnny Cash tribute acts, and even a kids' corral. So bring your family, a blanket, or a lawn chair to the grassy fields at Mission Park in downtown Ventura. This event is very family-friendly. To purchase tickets, visit www.roadshowrevival.com. Revival.com. That's www.roadshowrevival.com.
The California Strawberry Festival is among the top festivals in the nation, with over 50 food booths, contests, rides and attractions, over 200 arts and crafts vendors, concerts, celebrity chef demonstrations, and family fun. The 2016 California Strawberry Festival in Oxnard is the perfect summer kickoff, with proceeds benefiting the community in a big way. Join us on May 21st and 22nd, 2016 for an unforgettably sweet experience. Please visit www.strawberry-fest.org for more info. That's www.strawberry-fest.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back in here. We are having a little party here, and I'm so excited to be here and to be at all these great events that are happening. And of course, Angela May just joined us, and she is the executive director. Of course, we've been talking about this, the 30th annual Ojai Wine Festival, and of course, that's coming up. Welcome, Angela, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, and I'm so excited to do this again this year. And be a little bit more involved. And
yes.
You always do such a great job over there. So tell me again, how long have you been involved with the Ojai Wine Festival?
Personally, since 2002.
Wow.
So 14 years.
Okay, not very long. Not very long. I love that. And so what made you, how did you kind of get involved? Just give us a little bit of background.
Well, a friend of mine, I told her I was looking for a job. And she knew her mother was a member of the Rotary Club that puts on the event. And they were looking for someone to do the box office and to look for wineries. So she talked to me, and I had wine experience. So I fit the bill.
There you go. I love it. And, of course, it's fun at the same time, right?
Oh, it's a blast.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, okay, so when and where will it be held? And, of course, we've already been talking about that. Casita is what an amazing place to have it. And what's going to be new this year?
Well, let's see. We have a phone app.
Oh, okay. That's perfect.
New,
okay.
And that will help the patrons because you can see what wineries are there, breweries, etc. There's
nice.
A map. You can do searches on it.
Okay.
And see who's pouring Cabernet, for instance.
Okay.
So that's kind of fun. And you get to see who our sponsors are.
Okay.
And we'll make announcements on it. So it's really nice to have. And it's a free download. And
nice.
It makes the event a little bit more fun.
So what do we go to so all our listeners can tune into that on our phones?
There's a link to it on our website.
Okay, so just click down on it?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and I know that all these great, I always call them like a win-win. You get to go there and enjoy the food, enjoy the wine, but there's always, it's a win-win, and where do the proceeds go?
Well, we have a lot of different areas that we put our funds towards.
Mm-hmm.
Internationally, we do projects in Guatemala for clean water drinking projects. We also do the Nicaraguan Stove Project. And global eradication of polio, of course, in conjunction with the World Health Organization.
Wow.
And then locally, we do the third graders' school dictionary project. Every third grader in Ojai gets a free dictionary and a lesson on how to use them. And we
That's
have
funny. That's funny that they have a lesson on how to use them, right?
Yes.
I mean, because we grew up with that, right?
Yes, we did.
I know. But I think that's so great because if you... Education is so amazing, and if you have that, you have that power behind you.
Yes.
So I love that.
Yeah, it's a great program, and the kids love it. They really get into it.
And third grade is a perfect time to, like, it's like that, you take that
introductory
turn.
Yeah, yes.
Good job.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have the Rotary Floating Classroom, which does the science-based field trips about where our water comes from. For elementary schoolers all the way through seniors.
Oh, that's great. Ventura Water is one of our sponsors, and they just won, in fact. And so I'm so excited to talk about that. I think it's really important, and we have to take care of our environment.
Yes, especially now through our droughts.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have our iconic summer band concerts that are free in Ojai in July and August. And we have those once a week on Wednesdays, and they're just so much fun. It's like going back to the 50s and having family-oriented free concert in the park, and it's just lovely.
Mm. And that gets a lot of big crowd out there?
Oh, yes. They're very popular.
Oh, that's great. And do you live in Ojai?
I do.
Okay. I figured that's perfect right there. All right. Well, great. And any more? Is there any others?
Oh, well, we have scholarships for seniors at our local high school. And we have a Student of the Month program that awards students a small scholarship once a month based on performance at the high school. They're nominated by a teacher. And there's a girls' empowerment workshop. We do so much for the community.
Wow,
it's amazing.
I love that. What an array. I mean, it's like there's so many different, places that you're putting it. So I'm excited to be a part of this again.
Thank you.
And of course, 30 years that this has been going on, right?
30 years.
That's huge.
That's
huge. We just did last week, the Caneo Valley, it was 60 years. I mean, to have an event that just keeps growing, it's working and you know that everybody are enjoying it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what food we can expect and entertainment and all that good stuff. So again, I'd love to give out a pair of tickets right now. And of course, that's to the 30th annual Ojai Wine Festival. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. And I do want to remind you that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're here from 6 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I'd love to give some tickets away. And of course, we are talking about the 30th annual Ojai Wine Festival. And of course, that we've been giving away tickets for. We've got a few of those tickets that we'd love to share with you. But if you don't win them here, Angela, can you tell them how to get them?
Yes. You go to ojaiwinefestival.com and you can buy them there.
Okay, perfect.
And locally, we have box offices at the Attitude Adjustment Shop in Ojai, Vaughn's in Ojai, and in Santa Barbara and Ventura Reed's Appliances.
Oh, perfect. There you go. All right. And of course, we have tickets here. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I'd love to give away a gift certificate, and we've got Veggie Grill. And of course, that's another healthy choice for lunch, dinner, and we'd love to share that with you. We've got a gift certificate, and all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got Angela May in here. She's the executive director, and of course, we're talking about the 30th annual Wine Festival, and we are so excited to be a part of that. And let us know who is going to be there as far as entertainment.
We have Area 51 playing for us. They're the number one dance band out of Santa Barbara. So we're really excited to have them. They have a huge repertoire of music to play, to select from and play. So they'll be playing all day.
Wow, that's great. And now, what kind of food are we going to expect there? I know there's always great food. And of course, vendors, right? I mean, is, you know, it's a whole great day. But tell us a little bit about that.
We have restaurant vendors there. And in particular, several of them are from Ojai. We have Sea Fresh, which serves a lot of the seafoods.
I love that restaurant out there, yes.
Their sushi is incredible, and ceviche, and yum.
Okay, now you got me
getting hungry.
I know,
it.
Our listeners are like, we're going over there. I'm like, we're on the radio still right here, right? Yeah, so, okay.
We also have Marty's Barbecue Catering.
Okay.
And he serves tri-tip sandwiches chicken and Caesar salads, and that's pretty good, too. And we have Jersey Mike's Subs.
Okay. Jersey Mike's is always
sandwiches.
Great. Yep. And now, are those going to all be in the VIP tent, or are they all going to be around to be able to buy, or how is that going to work?
Those are located in what we call Restaurant Row.
Okay.
And there's about nine restaurants there to choose from.
Okay.
And that's in the main tasting area. In the VIP lounge, we have Sakura Ojai.
Okay.
That's serving sushi.
Very good.
Ojai Deer Lodge, and they're going to be serving tri-tip sliders.
Yum. Okay.
A soup and a salad right from, all the ingredients come right from Ojai.
Nice.
And we have La Puy Bella Tavola and Bella Aroma Cakes by Ellen Sherwood, and she makes fabulous pizza and salads and some really delicious desserts. And some of those are even gluten-free, which is really nice.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. Very good. And so what do we have to do to become a VIP ticket holder?
Well, you purchase a ticket either online at ohiwinefestival.com, or you can get them at our local
places. You mentioned.
Yes.
Right.
And it's $120. Pre-sale, event day, it's $150. And with that, you get early entrance into the event, 11:30 a.m. You're greeted by Barefoot Bubblies. They pour you a glass of sparkling wine and a strawberry on top. And then you're guided into the VIP lounge, and you get to enjoy wines from Nobel Wines in Paso Robles and Gainey Vineyards, always a wonderful winery to try. And we also have spirits in there. There's Ventura Spirits from locally. And so they'll be sharing their vodka and their gin and their rum. And Punta, which is like a tequila type thing. And then we also have Tequila Los Tres Toños and a mezcal. And I'm probably missing some. Oh, of course, Stella Artois.
Okay.
And Lef and Hoo Garden will be served as well.
Wow. And that's all in the VIP.
All in the VIP, yes.
Nice. And you know, I mean, everywhere you sit is amazing. But if you can kind of, you know, take that little dive into the VIP, I think you'll be really excited to be a part of that, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, and I forgot to mention Whole Foods will be there as well.
I was wondering. Okay. I was going to say it, but then I thought maybe they're not going to be there this year.
No,
but okay, good.
There.
Yeah,
yes.
And they always do a great job,
too.
They
do. They have some really wonderful food.
Yeah. Well, good. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, one, I'm so glad that you're starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you, of course, that's June 12th we're talking about, and of course that's the 30th annual Ojai Wine Festival, and of course you can get tickets. We're giving away tickets here, we're giving away on our Facebook, in our newsletter, but oh my god, if you want to be a part of this whole experience, and that's what I would call it, an experience, the lake, the whole lake there, is there boat rides again that
yes,
are going to be, okay,
we
didn't talk about that,
rides.
Okay,
yes.
So free boat rides, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a great place. Now, do people have to bring chairs or blankets, or is that possible that they do that, right?
Yes, you can do that. And it's actually a really nice thing because you can just lay out on the grass and relax and enjoy your wine or your beer and watch the
day go by.
Area 51 play, or check out just check out all the people walking around and people watch. It's really fun.
Yeah, and all the vendors. There's a lot of things that people are selling too. We didn't really talk about that.
Oh, yes. We have a ton of craft vendors. They specialize in wine or beer items as well as clothing, jewelry. We have some olive oil and balsamic vinegars. Vendors and things like that. So there's lots to choose from.
Yeah, and it's just a whole day. So again, VIP 11:30, right?
Yes.
And then what time does it go till?
It goes until 4 p.m.
Until 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And if you don't get a VIP, it starts at 12?
Yes.
Okay, so a half an hour early to get all organized, get your table, get your seats, all that stuff, right?
Yes.
Makes a big difference. So again, and how much are the tickets if you don't do VIP?
They're $50.
Okay.
And on event day, they're $60.
Okay.
And we do have non-drink tickets available on event day, and those are $25.
Oh, so if you're not going to drink, but you just want to enjoy the fun,
yes,
you're still able to go. And that's really smart.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that don't drink, and why not be able to still go and have, you know, the music and crafts and just enjoy the whole scenery there. It's such a great place.
It is.
Yeah. So parking. And driving, mm-hmm, there. Talk about that for a second.
Well, we have really good signage. So, and we have maps on OhioWineFestival.com.
Okay.
So that really will be helpful for people who don't know how to get there.
Okay. And any shuttles or anything?
There is a free shuttle from Ojai, and that is through Roadrunner Shuttle Service. And we're very grateful for their sponsorship. And there's four different stops. That's also on OhioWineFestival.com. It tells you in great detail and what times they're picking up. There's four stops along the way. It takes about a half an hour to get to the lake from stop one. And that will be running the whole time the event happens. And then it will take you back to Ojai after the event is over.
Nice. That's so convenient.
Yes.
All right, Angela, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life here in the 805. And, of course, that is a brighter side event. And
I'm so
excited to be a part of that again. And, again, I want to make sure that everybody gets their tickets. And, of course, this is the 30th annual. Give out that website one more time.
OhioWineFestival.com.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
The 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Ventura County's premier tasting event, is returning to Lake Casitas on Sunday, June 12th from noon to 4. Admission includes unlimited tastings of over 60 wines and 30 craft beers. Join us for an afternoon of live music, amazing food, artisan vendors, and the best selection of beer and wine on the California coast. VIP and general admission tickets are available now at OhioWineFestival.com. Proceeds benefit local and international charity projects. Don't miss the 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Sunday, June 12th. Visit OhioWineFestival.com today.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. We got all these great events that are happening. And of course, we want you to call up. In fact, Elise, you've been calling a lot of these winners back, right? So maybe little shout out to everybody, Elise, that you've been talking to.
Hello to everybody out there. And I'm just happy to be a part of everything that goes on here at the Kim Pagano Show and behind the scenes. It's the brighter side of life, so you gotta love it.
There you go. I love it. And of course, you know, I just want to do a quick shout out. We've got a lot of things happening right here, and congratulations again to the city of Ventura for winning first place in the 2016 Woodland National Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation.
Yay.
And a huge thank you. Thanks to Ventura Water for presenting in the challenge and following through. That was a huge thing. So if you want any more information about Ventura Water, that's www.venturawater.org. Also, we've got the Circus Margus coming up, and they return to the Illuminus, and of course, that is going to be over at the Ventura Fairgrounds, and that is the May 26th through July 11th, and that including Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo. So if you haven't already got your tickets, we're going to be having tickets here. In fact, you know what? We'll just throw a pair of tickets out right now to Circus Margus. And, of course, that number, again, write this number down, is 805-419-0008. We've got that happening. We've got, of course, Ross was here for the Road Show Revival. That's June 25th and 26th, and we've got tickets for that. I'll throw another pair of those out right now. And then we've got the 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival that we were just talking about. And, of course, that is June 12th, 12 to 4, unless you get the VIP. And I'd love to share a pair of tickets for that. Call us on that one, too. Then, of course, this weekend, today and tomorrow, we've got the 33rd Annual Strawberry Festival. And, of course, that is all happening this weekend. And Tom's going to be out there. I'm going to be out there. And then we move in to, oh, also today is the Surf and Suds Beer Festival, and that is happening also. And so you can go, we've been giving tickets away for that.
Yes.
And that's going to be really fun. If you like beer, if you like surf, it's all out there, Surf and Suds Beer Festival. And if you haven't already got your tickets, I think you can get them right there. But then the next thing happening is the 23rd Annual Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Beer Festival. And boy, has this grown. And I'm telling you, you're going to want to check that out. That is June 5th from 1 to 5. And, of course, that's over at the California State University Channel Islands.
A lot of fun things to look forward to.
Oh, my God. We are cruising. And, Tom, is there anything I missed? Is there anything that you've got
going? I think you covered it pretty well. Yeah, it's all about all of those events. But it makes Ventura such a nice, fun, and the county.
I know.
In large, it's just
yeah, they're always doing something, and I love it. But I did find this. Actually, my husband found this, a shout out to him. But 12 facts you didn't know about Ventura. And of course, halfway between LA and Santa Barbara lies this coastal city of Ventura. And it starts at the top of the steep Ventura foothills and winds all the way down the Pacific, overlooking the Channel Islands National Park. And the one thing is, do you know the actual name of Ventura?
San Buenaventura.
Okay, I knew I couldn't pull anything off of him. Okay, so that's perfect. And did you know that you don't have to go any further? I know you're going to know this, because Ventura for world-class soccer.
We have the Fusion.
That's right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
yeah, outstanding team.
Yeah. So there you go. I know I'm not going to pull anything. In Southern California, Ventarians have cornered the market on the outdoors. And, of course, do you know what that is?
Cornered the market
on the outdoors.
Well, we have Patagonia.
There you go. Okay. See, he likes this trivia stuff.
He invented the carabiner.
Yeah, so it's the outdoor clothing and the gear, and the headquarters is downtown.
Greater Pacific Ironworks in the olden days.
Yeah.
Is where we used to go for our stuff.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that cool?
That's way cool.
And then, this is totally crazy that I had no idea. Ventura is the original for something that through most I'm going to give you the end of it, but a baker named William Baker, he changed all of his food and started
gluten-free.
They're original for gluten-free.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so
really interesting facts.
Okay, and what peppers became from here?
A pepper that was, boy, I would have to say that we would have taken credit for, I'm just going to roll out the jalapeno.
No, it's the Anaheim chili pepper.
Oh, of course.
Why did they name it Anaheim?
Go figure, I know. But a Ventura native, Emilio Ortega, 1890.
Ortega chilies,
I know, yeah. So anyways, so that was kind of go. And of course, ghost hunters. Okay, ghost hunters flock to Ventura, Right? Because we've got all these...
many places.
Now you go tell yours.
That are haunted. The Glen Tavern Inn is haunted. The Ventura Theater is haunted. The Pierpont Inn is haunted. And the Bella Maggiore is also one of the great haunts here in beautiful Ventura. One of my favorites because I saw the movie, and when we were watching as it went along, the movie Little Miss Sunshine. At the end, they're driving into L.A. allegedly, but as you're going into L.A., they're actually going up the ramp that has that great view over California Street, and you see the Crown Plaza. And I said to my wife, that's the Crown Plaza,
right.
And they do a little thing on the pier and this and that. A weird movie, but... Yeah. They did win an Oscar, a Best Supporting Oscar in that. But it was one of those things where you say, that's a great shot of Ventura.
Right.
And that was the movie, Little Miss Sunshine. Many movies are shot. Swordfish with John Travolta was shot on Main Street a few years back. It might be
Wasn't there a Robert Redford movie, too?
Two Jakes. Jack Nicholson, the sequel to Chinatown. But a lot of stuff has been filmed around here over the years. Hollywood Beach in
Hollywood
the old days.
They
referred to it as that. What else do we have? Boy, if you're into adventure, the Galapagos of the North, they call it. Only a few miles off the Ventura coast. That would be the Channel Islands National Park, considered an environmental treasure and is made up of five islands, Anacapa, Santa Cruz, Santa Rosa, San Miguel, and Santa Barbara. Excursions launch from Ventura Harbor daily. If you have never been, you must go. I have never set foot on any of the islands.
Santa Cruz?
But I've been around and around and around.
Well,
Alex Wilson, our news guy, has been on all of them.
Yeah. Now that we have our boat... I've gotten and it's beautiful out there.
We've been around them, but I've never.
Well, there's not really a lot to go
in.
On.
It's a lot of hiking. Well, a couple of them are big. Santa Cruz Island is big,
but there's no people. I'm like, well, where's all the people? Wait, this isn't Catalina.
There's no hotels.
I know.
No. There's no
I'm like,
t-shirt.
Wait a minute, why are we here? You know,
no restaurants and t-shirt shops. None of that. They are very, very pristine. And the other thing is we have saved the species, literally the condor, over the years. They removed all of the condors at one point, put them into captivity, and they brought them back and started releasing them little by little. And it was quite the endeavor to get those wonderful birds back to this area, and they have done it.
I'm glad that was successful.
Yeah, and it was a lot of work. And when people say, why would they do that? Well, why not?
Yeah.
they belong here. They're native
because
here.
And there's people that are passionate about everything in this world.
And
there's
got to
be
California
one person
condor,
that,
for crying out loud. So that's really important. This is interesting, kind of creepy, but interesting. A cemetery from the 1860s that became the final resting place for many of Ventura's founders is known as Cemetery Memorial Park, popular with local residents, but its history is somewhat lost in time. Many of the buried are unknown. Records are destroyed. They were in tombstones misplaced, including the tombstone of Mother Ida Mae Shively, buried in 1901 at what was then known as St. Mary Cemetery. The tombstone was uncovered at Surfers Point in 1993. Remarkable story, but it just shows you as times change, as things get built and moved around, very important things like cemeteries, it's just as towns go, you know.
You know, and as you're talking about that, how many people, I know this is kind of like not the brighter side of life, but do you want to be buried or cremated? Do you even know or do you even care?
Eaten by squirrels. I'm not really sure how that would go. If I could feed some animal...
I don't know, but you know, dump in the ocean.
Take a long jump. It is one of those.
I know. Isn't that
it's
weird?
A hard
As you're
one,
talking
but
about.
I think, but I think sent about is better than boxed and lowered.
You take a little, you know, a little pill bottle and take your family wherever you go.
Wherever
you know?
They like to
be.
Yeah,
that's it.
Like that.
You know,
but,
I don't know.
Spiritually,
I don't know. Things
I
are
think,
changing a lot.
Yeah.
So.
But that's the beauty of Ventura County. So many things to do here.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the beach, you can go to the Wainimi beaches, the Oxnard beaches, the Ventura beaches. They're incredible. Go up into the hills and enjoy Ojai. Another one, if you have kids, and this will entertain the heck out of kids, the Fillmore Fish Hatchery, which is on the 126. You see this little thing, you say, oh, what's the big deal? There's two things that are remarkable. One, you see how these fish are raised, farm the fish, and the kids get to feed them. But go all the way down to the end. There's a little lagoon, and it is filled with birds because the birds love to go there.
Oh,
because there's
so
fish.
You see the birds.
And it is egrets, and it's just beautiful. And you feel like, where did I go? And you're only off the 126 in Fillmore.
Now, I think that's a huge bike ride right there, too, right?
Yeah. They love pedaling down there, and they always go up and down. But the thing that's great is for literally a handful of dimes, the kids will be entertained by feeding the fish. Then bring your camera. It's one of those best-kept secrets. And then there's the trains in Fillmore, too, which are wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to mention the fact that we have the best weather in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And you know what? Talking about trains, we actually took our bikes and got on the train at the Venture Fairgrounds and then went all the way up to Carpinteria.
That's
and then drove all the way back down. Is that on there?
One of the best coastal train rides you can take.
Yeah. How fascinating.
So pretty.
There's just so much to do here, and I'm so excited to share all these great things. And again, you know, gosh, every day you have an opportunity to go out. We just had AmJam, right?
Yeah,
oh my god, did you see that picture that they took?
And all those guys flying by on Flatland at 30 miles per hour pedaling.
I know.
35. It's really crazy. But if you're bored, you're not working hard enough.
I'm
telling you, just step outside, find something to do. It's quite easy here in beautiful Ventura. Any city. And can you name all the cities in Ventura County? Come on.
I probably can. Santa Paula, right? Ojai. Camarillo. Moor Park. Simi Valley. Thousand Oaks. Newberry Park. Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara's
not real. Okay, I knew. That's Blonde, okay.
Oak Park, is that one?
That's not
no,
a city.
Okay. Yeah. How many more?
I'm not sure where we are, but you haven't mentioned Port Hueneme.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You did get Moor Park.
Yeah.
So it's Thousand Oaks, Simi, Santa Paula, Fillmore.
Fillmore, that's what I missed. Yeah, yeah. Fillmore.
That's
yeah.
It. Hey, not a bad job.
No.
But it's a good pop quiz for people who live in the area.
There you go.
Everybody stumbles over that. But a beautiful place to be.
Well, again, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, you know what? Just love sharing all these great things. That's what our listeners love, to hear about all these great events happening, all these great businesses. And, of course, keep it local. Do something great. I've got a pair of tickets to Don't Miss Kaneo Players Theater. And, of course, that is at kaneoplayerstheater.org. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. We've got something for everyone. We just want to hear from all of you. And, of course, I want to talk to you again at 2 to 3. And, of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. So go do something. Experience these. Find a friend and head out on all these great events. And, of course, I would love to hook you up. And, of course, you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'll talk to you later.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.